USA Radio News.
Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 a second time after experiencing a rebound case last week. The president, who received both vaccine doses and a booster, first tested positive on July 21st and experienced mild symptoms. He exited isolation on July 27th after testing negative, but re-entered after testing positive again on the 30th. Rebound cases such as this have not been extensively studied, but have been attributed to the antiviral drug Paxlovid, which Biden did take. He will remain in isolation until he tests negative again, the White House physician stated. She added that he continues to, quote, feel very well, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said you're receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
A lightning strike ignited a giant fire at an oil storage facility in Cuba, prompting 1,300 people to flee, displacing an additional 600 and injuring dozens, according to the office of Cuba's president. Of the injured, 36 remained hospitalized Saturday evening, five of whom were in critical condition, the Ministry of Public Health said. At least 17 people were missing. The lightning was reported Friday night, and officials said it struck one tank and sparked a fire that spread to a second tank. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba said federal law authorized an American response, including disaster relief. It said U.S. officials have been in touch with Cuban authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. The restrictions came into force on Saturday morning as authorities sought to stem the spread of COVID-19 in the city. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases so far. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled on Saturday. A 37-year-old woman is facing vehicular manslaughter charges in connection with a fiery wreck in Los Angeles that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman and a child. Officer Franco Pepe, a California Highway Patrol spokesperson.
LA County Fire went ahead and initiated their triage procedures. They had eight patients at the scene that were transported, one in major condition and the other seven in minor condition.
Nicole Linton, who investigators say was driving the speeding vehicle that smashed through traffic at an intersection, is currently in the hospital and cooperating with California Highway Patrol investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.